Has changed because what Trump has done. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Alex, give me things that didn't age well for 1,000. You just heard Joe Biden in 2020. Well, he's lamenting the fact that he believes Donald Trump is so unhinged that he's going to get us in a war with Iran. Again, things that didn't age well. Who's the one getting us in a war with Iran? You got 2 seconds. Done. Joe Biden. Joe Biden's going to get us into a war with Iran, which in turn is going to be a war with Russia, China, North Korea, and whoever the hell else hates us and thinks they can take advantage of the fact that we are as weak as we have ever been in this country as a nation. I can't put it any other way. But there's something else that I picked up in this little interview that he gave. I'm going to play it for you again. Listen to the guy's voice. It has a little bit of, I'm not going to call it authority because this guy will never be an authority figure, but it's not the mumbling mumble rap guy that is on stage every time he does a press conference and then just doesn't know what he's talking about, where to go. These are two different, totally different people. Now, I'm not saying it's an imposter, but this is 2020. This was 4 years ago. You played that to somebody now, and you have them ask you, do you see a cognitive, do you hear a cognitive decline from this gentleman from 4 years ago to now? And if they say no, they're delusional. Listen to this again. And yes, listen to what he says, because he's an idiot. He's the worried about Donald Trump. That was the Democrats' main drive point home during the election of 2020 is, Donald Trump's going to get us into a war. Donald Trump's going to start World War III. And that was also in 2016. Donald Trump, you can't trust him with the nuclear football. Yep, not the case. Never had more peace than we had when Donald Trump was in office. Because for better or for worse, nobody wanted to mess with him. They're like, this guy, I don't know what this guy's going to do. Let's just lay low until Joe Biden gets in there. Then we'll run ramshot over everybody. But listen to how clear and how much breath is coming out of his voice, and then listen to him now. Listen to this. This isn't 2020.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
So, yeah, I mean, he sounds perfectly normal. But then, or now, let's listen to a speech he just gave within the past week or two and listen to his voice now. Listen to this.
We talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change. It had access. It wasn't confrontational at all.
Thank you, everybody. This ends the press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
So first off, you can hear it's weak, it's feeble, it's an old man talking. But did you catch the fact that he's just mumbling and stumbling and doesn't even know which direction to go? And then they just say, we're done. News conference is done. Thanks, everybody. Go home. No questions. And Joe Biden's just standing there with the microphone. Thank you. Thank you. And walks away and then comes back and then walks away. If you have just listened to 2020 Biden and 2024 Biden and can honestly say you hear no difference, then you certifiably are insane. Any logical, free will thinking person is going to pick up on that right away, without a doubt. So Joe Biden is worried that now that we've got Donald Trump in a corner, he's going to start World War III with Iran. Nothing, not even close to happening in Trump's 4 years in office did that happen. As a matter of fact, we never heard anything from him. They weren't rattling sabers. But now we have a definitive possibility of being in war with Iran under whose watch? I would say Joe Biden's, but he's not running the show. Could it be his top advisor, Barack Hussein Obama? Very well could be. We don't know. We don't know who's running the show. We have ideas. We can speculate. All we know is Joe Biden is not running the show. Joe Biden cannot run the show. Just not possible. His mental capacity isn't there. We are going to talk about that lack of mental capacity. We are going to obviously talk about what happened last night. This was, I'm recording this on Sunday, April 14th. April 13th, Israel was attacked by Iran. We're going to go into what they were attacked with, how the attack went, what the response will be from Israel, what the response is from the White House, and what that means for us. So, to be honest with you, I recorded a show Friday night. In all Friday night after I recorded it, Saturday, and up until now, I just, something was telling me, don't release that. I didn't think it was a good show. It was just, I really didn't feel good. I was in a lot of pain. I was sore. And I just went through the motions and I could feel it. And I think it would have come across. And I was going to scrap it anyway. And I think this is God's way of saying, yeah, that's why I told you not to release the show, because I've got something else coming here that you need to talk about. So, yes, we will be talking about, I hate to say it, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, but the very realization that this was the first step of World War III. Yeah, not the happiest of subjects we're going to be talking about today, but it's a subject that needs to be discussed. It's ironic. The show I scrapped, I talked about what is going to happen, and I said Iran is going to attack Israel any time now, and it's happened. We need to know what to do. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. Hey everybody, it's Tom Velasquez, host of The Paranormal Patriot, wanting you to know that we want to hear from you. If you have had a paranormal encounter, if you've seen something you cannot explain, if you have a political stance that you want our listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners every week, if you want that to be heard, you have to contact me. If you have a book, if you have music, if you have an event, anything you want to promote, get with me, contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Get a hold of me. Send me a recording of what you encountered. Send me a recording of what you saw. Send me a promo of what you want to promote, book, event, music, whatever. Let me know. Send me what your political stance is. Am I off base? Am I right on base? Did I hit a home run? I want to know what you think as well as all of our listeners. All you have to do is hit the record button on your phone, make a file, send it to me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. One more time, theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. Get a hold of me. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you want to promote. And it's out to thousands and thousands and thousands of people every week. I want you to make your voice heard. Thank you.
ابوي على المكلتين على المكلتين خبط في دار.
So that was just 6 seconds of a barrage as the missiles started raining down on Israel. It started. It's here. I was hoping I would never have to see the day. I mean, growing up in the 80s, in the 70s and the 80s, you kind of knew this day was coming, but we didn't think it'd be in 2024. We thought it would have happened long ago. But Iran just laid out the biggest drone attack the world has ever seen, apparently. And for all intents and purposes, to be honest with you, Israel did fairly well. Their Iron Dome and every other missile defense system seems to have prevailed. Just give you some numbers here of what was sent their way and what was actually, what actually impacted the ground. The numbers aren't that bad. Listen to this. These are numbers from Visegrad 24. Apparently, 331 missiles and drones were launched by Iran at Israel. 185 out of 185 kamikaze drones were shot down by Israel. Not one made it through. 103 out of 110 ballistic missiles were shot down. 36 out of 36 cruise missiles were shot down. 7 ballistic missile impacts have been recorded in Israeli territory. That's a pretty good ratio of shot down to made it through. But to be honest with you, that's secondary. How many people were hurt? How many people were killed? And I know I've got the naysayers, the Carls, the Phils, the Caitlins, Jordans of the world coming up and telling me, well, you didn't seem too concerned when they were lobbing missiles and bombs over in Gaza. Well, again, F around and find out. As I put in the show that I scrapped, it's never fun to be in war. I don't want to see this. There are innocent people. There are people that have no consideration for the government, would have no ill will towards the Israelis, that are being wounded or killed. And they're being wounded and killed by their leaders' decisions to go to war. But this is bigger than that. Now, Israel has to decide, what do we do? Now, let me back it up a little bit. I support Israel. I do. I always have. I'll be honest, seeing what has happened in Gaza, there's some things that are questionable to me. The fact that they targeted the Iranian consulate in Syria, question, why would you do that? You're just poking the bear. So they did. Now they're feeling the effects. It's the same thing. F around and find out. I said, Hamas, October 7th, you effed around and now you find out. Israel, they effed around and now they're finding out. Granted, this retaliatory strike didn't really do much. I wouldn't be surprised to see that the rockets launched from Hezbollah in the north of Israel did more damage than these drones or these missiles and rockets. Time will tell to find that out. But the fact remains, we have a huge, huge conflict in the Middle East now that Israel has to determine what are they going to do. Israel, if we look at the past, what Israel has done, just what they've done in the past, they will not be backing down. They will be going forward with a retaliatory strike against Iranian targets, maybe even in Iran. And that is where it really gets scary. Because we have to, as a nation, and when I say we, I mean our politicians who are warmongering fascists who are hellbent on destroying this country. That's who we, quote unquote, are. So we are going to decide whether we are going to support and help Israel when they retaliate, or if we sit back and let it happen. And I'll be honest with you. I'm a little torn. I know where I want. I know what I want. And if a push comes to shove, I know what I want. But Israel has been our most staunch ally in the Middle East. And you can say, oh, that's just false whatever, Tom. They're not an ally. They're out to get us just like everybody else. Well, they may be. That's to be determined. I don't know. I don't know enough about that. But I do know that they have been the stability that has been needed in the Middle East. And for us to just turn our back to them, that doesn't sit well with me. It kind of reminds me of the French Revolution. The French helped we as Americans, the colonists. They came and they provided us with weapons, ammunition, soldiers to fight against the British, with the promise that when this is done, we will go fight for their independence as well. Well, when push comes to shove, we win the war, or we win the Revolutionary War. France needs help, and we decide to adopt a policy of neutrality so we don't get involved in European conflicts. And that just doesn't sit well with me because, listen, I'm a man of my word. If I give you my word, I will do everything in my power to honor that word. And listen, we've given our word to Israel. We are going to protect you. Part of me says we need to join them in their defense and retaliatory response to Iran. However, I also know what that's going to entail. That means that Russia, who has already said they are going to partner up with Iran, and anyone that attacks them will be considered their enemy. I know what that means. And if they do it, then China's going to do it. Then North Korea's going to do it. Turkey will probably get involved. This is how a world war starts. So while I do believe we have commitments to make to Israel, I don't want any part of being, of having our sons and daughters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles, I don't want them anywhere near the combat zone to fight this war. This is not a war of ours to fight. Right now, we've got so many pokers in the fire. We're giving money to Israel. We're giving money to Ukraine. We'll go over that in a minute, but we're giving money to Iran. My problem is we are so concerned with this administration. We are so concerned about everybody else's border, of securing everybody else's border. Why not ours? We have a war here at home. Maybe pull back. Listen, we cannot be the policeman of the world anymore. We have our own problems. We need to draw in. Stop providing money to all of these additional wars that we don't want any part of. Bring that money home. Take care of our own. Take care of our country. I understand that that is a foreign concept to the left. It's because they're globalists. They want a global one world government, and this is how they do it. They just get involved in everything. They are crashing the dollar in a war, getting involved in World War III, which in this day and age, I don't think we can win. I mean, we're 2-for-2 in world wars, but I don't think we're going 3-for-3. I just think Russia and China, and I just think they're too powerful. And this is one of the biggest reasons. Listen to this. I'm not sure who this is, but this is somebody who is very decorated, as evidenced by all the medals and all the metal on his, and I'm going to say his uniform. This is a high-ranking member of our military. This is a man dressed up in pretending to be a woman. Now, just step back from reality for a second. If you are Putin, if you are Xi Jinping, if you are North Korea, if you're Turkey, if you're anybody out there that ISIS, you name it, anybody that hates us, And you see this monstrosity coming onto television, telling the world that you can't defeat the U.S. military. What are you going to think? You've got big, I mean, if you're Putin, you look at your generals, you look at your commanders, and you see big, brawny men that you don't want to mess with. Same thing in China. Same thing in North Korea. Same thing in Iran. And then you parade this monstrosity out for the world to see. Tell me how that puts us in a position of power, in a position of diplomacy, in a position of leadership. Listen, as if it's not bad enough that you have to see this visually, that our military is parading around a bunch of men pretending to be women. Then they say this. Listen to these words, because this is what our military has become, and it's scary as hell, and we'll get into that in a second. Listen to this.
All too often, I hear leaders talk about providing everyone with dignity and respect like it's an aspirational goal. That's not good enough. Dignity and respect is the bare minimum. It's the floor of where we can be. We must set our sights higher and focus on intentional inclusivity, because there are still far too many people out there, not just LGBTQ individuals, that feel marginalized, shut out, or discriminated against. So for all of you out there, I ask you to set out your symbols of pride, share your pronouns in your email, particularly if you're a person who doesn't think they need to.
How am I supposed to respond to that? That is the most ludicrous thing I've ever witnessed in my life. There are no words. You have a man dressed up as a woman telling the LGBTQ members of the military, you show your pride. That is what this is all about. The DEI, the exclusivity, the diversity. My God, I can see exactly why Iran is messing with us, why Russia is threatening us. I'm threatening us. I would too if I was the enemy. That does not instill confidence in me as an American citizen that our military will be ready. Our military is full of woke individuals. And it's because of the policies of this and in the former Democratic administration. This is not going to win a World War III. You think I'm, you ask why I'm worried if we can win World War III? This is why. The military's too woke. Somebody shoots at them, they're not going to shoot back. They're going to run. They're going to hide. They're going to go find their safe space. War is hell. You look at the Greatest Generation. Those guys were badasses. They didn't want to be there. They wanted to be home with their loved ones. But they sucked it up. Can you honestly think that this generation of military men and women, the majority of them, are going to suck it up? I don't think so. They're too soft. And it's because of this idiot. Show your pride. Show your pride. That's what our military's all about. Man, if I'm Putin, I'm looking at this just drinking a vodka and just absolutely thinking it's a comedy special. Welcome to America, baby. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what is going to happen, and it's scary. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot on the eve of World War III. I'll be right back. Get ready for the 7th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days of the Paranormal Convention, October 26th and 27th, 2024, again at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The world of the paranormal comes alive in Mid-Michigan for the 7th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. There are so many options to attend. The convention now features 2 days packed with speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, 130-plus vendors, exclusive gallery-style events, and so much more based out of the need of our local paranormal community here in Michigan. A weekend pass is only $100, $50 a day. A single day pass is $55. Shop from over 130 otherworldly vendors of all kinds. You're going to see Michigan's best psychics, mediums, tarot readers, palmists, Reiki healers, and more. Your spine will tingle browsing crystals, oddities, curiosities, paranormal books, art, jewelry, apparel, and merchandise. You can meet local paranormal teams, learn more about ghosts and all things paranormal, learn about Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, ufology, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, Michigan lore and its haunted history, and more. There will be private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations, and presentations. Oh, and there's going to be prizes and giveaways and so much more. But you can't witness it all unless you go. The 7th Annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, October 26th and 27th, 2024, in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Okay, so again, while I think we have some obligation to help Israel, I want no part of any war that is going to send my sons, my daughters, my friends' sons, my daughters, my nephews, my nieces, my brothers, my sisters, you name it. I don't want any part of it. I don't want them going and put into harm's way. And here's my little just rant on the politicians that are festering this warmongering mentality. I've got a message for you. If you want to go to war, and if you vote our country to go to war, knowing what is going to happen, knowing that if we declare war on Iran by supporting and being one with Israel, knowing that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran are going to fight against us, and therefore putting our loved ones in harm's way, the first ones going to the front lines are going to be your immediate family members of military age. That is 18 to 50. They are the first ones to go, and they are not sitting at a desk job. They are fighting on the front lines. And for all of you 81 million voters for Joe Biden, this is your time to shine. You voted for him. This is what you voted for. You are the next to be drafted. Because mark my words, we have a draft coming. 81 million people. And I'll even cut that in half. We'll just go 40 million people. Because you voted for this. You voted for this, Phil. You voted for this, Carl. You voted for this, Jordan. You voted for this. Come on, step up and get to the front lines. The ones of us who knew what was going to happen, who knew that Joe Biden was too weak on the foreign policy front, that we would be a laughingstock, that they would take advantage of it. We knew that. I knew that. I kept telling everybody that. You guys go to the front of the line, and you are put on the front lines. That's how it should be. You wanted this. You voted for this. 40 million. We'll just go 40 million because I'm sure there was a lot of elderly and overage people there that voted for Mr. Biden. But those of you who, Generation X, this is your time. You voted for him. You wanted free shit. Well, your free shit is an all-expenses-paid trip to a desert. There you go. Now you're going to have people shooting at you. But the good news is you got rid of Orange Man and his mean tweets. So I'm really angry about this, as if you couldn't tell, because I have loved ones that were in the military that are going to get called back if we go to war. If we go to war, what is going to happen is Russia therefore declares war on us. When Russia and the United States are at war against each other, that is World War III right there. There's nothing bigger than Russia and the United States. It's Cold War all over again. But here's the scary part. Even if we don't go into war, they're here. The jihadists are here. They've been here from the open border that our president refuses to shut down. I just had a back and forth with a member of our illustrious Facebook page. And I made a post, and let me get this post for you. Hold on. I sent two of them out. One on my Facebook page, the Paranormal Patriot Podcast. And then on my Twitter feed, which was the Para-P Podcast on X, I guess it is now. Let me find it here. Give me just one second. I just got to get to my groups. And there's my Paranormal Podcast group. Okay. The first one. I just simply put, how does it feel to know that your tax dollars are flying over Israel right now? Yep, your tax dollars are paying for the attack on Israel due to the current administration. Then I had a gentleman who, I kind of like the guy, but we don't see eye to eye. But his response was, my tax dollars are going to help Israel and Ukraine as well, so it is what it is. And I agree. Yes, my tax dollars are going to fund wars that we have no part of, we shouldn't have a part of, and I'm getting raped over the coals because our leaders continue to send billions and billions of dollars to a fight I want no part of. I don't get to have any say where this money goes. I thought that's how this country worked. We're a representative republic, right? That's how it's supposed to work. We vote these people in to represent us. We can't all be in Washington. So we vote in representatives. When's the last time you saw one of your reps come to your town and ask you how they want you to vote or how you want them to vote? When's the last time that happened? Because it hasn't happened in my lifetime. I have yet to have my representative come to my district, have a town hall meeting and say, listen, we are going to vote on aid to Israel and Ukraine. How do you want me to vote? They don't care. They don't care about us. They care about us when it's time to get their vote or our vote for them. But they don't care once they get in. It's whatever. I don't care what you guys think. I'm doing what my party says I should do. And then they base it on, well, if I got voted in, then that's the majority right there. That's the precedent. So that's how I'm going to vote. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. You get back to your districts and you get the pulse of the people. Because I tell you right now, the majority of people are done funding these wars. So yes, we are funding these wars, but it doesn't make it right. Then he responds, well, blame the Republicans for not voting on that bipartisan border bill. Or the billions the Biden administration want to fund the border that the Republican brushed away. The GOP wants to play political theater while the Democrats are actually trying to provide solutions. Nobody wants another third world war. Yet some Republicans in Congress are just parroting Putin's pro-Russia propaganda. There it is! Putin price hike. I guarantee you this guy was spouting off about a Putin price hike the whole time. Whole time that gas prices were skyrocketing. He was going around, well, this isn't Biden's fault, as he's taken away the Biden did that sticker off of the gas pump. This is Putin's price hike. And then he went on to say, and Congress won't be able to do a damn thing if MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, gets her way and is successful in yet another speaker ouster. This is why we can't have nice things. If Republicans, and it's all the Republicans' fault, that's the Democrat. Hey, dude, you know who you are. If you're listening, you know who you are, who we had this conversation with. I can at least call out the Republicans when they're wrong. That is a trait you need to instill in your behaviors. If the Democrats are wrong, you need to call them out on it. The Republicans are wrong, and they're wrong on a lot of things. They're just wrong on less things than the Democrats. They're not actively trying to destroy our country. Maybe passively, but not actively. At least give us a chance. Let's see, the Republican, if that's why we can't have nice things. If Republicans stop getting in their own way, maybe we can actually get things done in this country that are an actual benefit to the American people. Biden isn't perfect by any stretch, but at least it's better than putting up a wannabe authoritarian back in the White House. Before I go into my response, you know who you are who wrote that to me. I want examples of an authoritarian wannabe. Give me an example of how he was an authoritarian that was hell-bent on ruling this country with an iron fist, like a dictator. Give me examples, because words are just words. Actions. Give me actions. Give me proof of what you're telling me, because I can tell you Biden is a pedophile. Well, oh, wait, we have the proof in his daughter's diary. Okay, I can give you proof that he's senile. No, wait, we have proof in anything he does. I can give you proof. I can tell you that Biden is a foreign spy. We might have proof on that. God bless it. Somebody give me proof of Biden. Okay, Biden is an alien. I can tell you that. Biden is not who he is. He's an alien. Those are words. Just because I say them doesn't make them true. I have to back that up. I have to back that up with facts. You and the left cannot just continue to call him Nazi. You cannot continue to call him a fascist, which is ironic that the left is calling Donald Trump a fascist. But that's okay. That's beside the point. But you can't just say words. You have to back them up. Words are words. That's it. That's what's wrong with this generation. That's what's wrong with this world today, is words have become so powerful that if you say the wrong word, you're ostracized for it. You're penalized for it. It's a word. It's a word. We had this discussion at work the other day. One of my workers' wives works with special needs kids, and somebody accidentally called one of them retarded. And somebody in the group just went off on this lady, saying, "You cannot use that word, retarded. They are not retarded." Well, if you look at it, and to the left, where science is king, trust the science, the scientific word for that condition is retarded. It's kind of like, in my industry, if your timing is off, your timing is retarded. It's not a derogatory term. It's a scientific term to signify that something isn't quite right. But we've made words so powerful that we're afraid to say anything. So I'll be waiting for your response as to how he was an authoritarian. I'm anxiously waiting. And you can't just start rattling off the Democratic talking points. There has to be some substance and proof behind what you are going to tell me. So anyway, I came back because he says we can't have nice things, blah, blah, blah. I came back and said the border bill had nothing to do with shutting down the border. That bill was loaded with an insane amount of riders. Why does it take a bill? Why does it take a bill to shut the border down? If the left really wanted to shut it down, they could do it. And I came back and said we can't have nice things because our government, left and right alike, are actively trying to destroy this country. And then I had another gentleman jump in and say, "Hey, dude, that ridiculous bill was just billions more in payment to Ukraine for their investment in Biden Inc. Sadly, you have consumed all the Kool-Aid and thus are a fool." I love that comment, by the way. Nice job. You know who you are. And he's right. That bill was nothing. First off, the border bill would say, "Hey, we're going to let in. We can let in 5,000 a day." Wait a minute. No, we are not letting anybody in illegally. If you want to get in this country, you do it legally. I don't understand how that's so hard for the left to understand. And secondly, he's absolutely right. That border bill was just loaded with money for Ukraine to hide Joe Biden and his criminal son's dealings. That is why they are so hell-bent on continuing to give money to Ukraine, because they know when Russia takes over, there's a good chance the shit's hitting the fan and every little illegitimate dealing that they've done is coming to the light. That's why. So back to what I was saying, there will be a draft installed. The draft is going to, we're going to have at least a 500,000 to 1 million people drafted. Are you ready to have your loved ones drafted into a war that we don't want any part of? I don't see the politicians nor their families raising their hand and volunteering to go to the front lines. No, that's not how this works. It is our children. It is our mothers and fathers. It is our nieces and nephews. It is our aunts and uncles that are going to be drafted to the front line. It literally is almost legalized murder. Because in this war era, this era of war, where you're going, I mean, honestly, the days of frontline fighting, like the days of World War I, the trench fighting done, the days of World War II where you're just running up a beach and just getting mowed down, I don't think those are going to be as prevalent because nowadays everything is drone. Everything is, they can fly a plane over you and just start dropping missiles on you, targeted missiles on you. So the chances of surviving in the front line are going down more and more because the technology is making it harder to survive. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Do you want your loved ones to be involved in that? I've got many loved ones of that age. And these idiots have no qualm about sending them to the slaughter. Because that's what's going to happen. Israel is going to respond. I just got a notification during the show that Israel said they will be responding within 48 hours. And I'm also getting reports that the U.S. is saying they will not support Israel. Which part of me says yes, and part of me says son of a bitch. I don't know how to feel. I don't want my kids and my loved ones in this war. I don't want to see Israel get slaughtered. But here's the thing. What did Iran expect? They knew if they retaliated like this against Israel, that the shit's going to hit the fan for them, right? They knew that. They knew that Israel was going to respond. They knew there was a chance that the UK, Australia, and the US would involve themselves on the side of Israel against Iran. Why'd they do this? I'm going to tell you why. It's to hasten World War III. It's to get Russia involved in this war as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we have never, and I mean ever, been closer to World War III. I grew up in the 80s, and I remember the Cold War. I remember having drills where you would have to get under your desk because there was a nuclear warhead heading your way, as if that was going to do anything. Yeah, I'm at school. I'm going to die at school. Let's just add insult to injury by having me die under my desk. Boy, great thinking 80s teachers. Anyway, here's the thing. They knew what was going to happen. They knew it. Now, I am curious to see what the Lindsey Grahams, the Mitch McConnells, the Chuck Schumers, what they are going to do. Are they going to push for military action against Iran? And if they do that, you can be rest assured that it's going to get bloody. And when they do send your sons and daughters over there, just know that any blood spilled, it's on the Democrats' hands. Because remember when Obama gave Iran billions of dollars in the dead of night, secretly sent over pallets full of money over to Iran, the biggest state sponsor of terrorism on the planet, just for humanitarian reasons. Okay. We have homeless vets all across this country, and we're giving billions of dollars to Iran. But then Trump came in and said, no. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. No money going to them. Never heard from them. Then Joe Biden comes back in and says, oh, yeah, we're giving them the money. They're only going to use it for humanitarian reasons. We're going to monitor it. You don't think that this attack on Israel, you don't think that money was used to to produce these drones and these missiles or buy them. You don't think that that's the case? The blood on the hands is on the hands of the left. We on the right tried to stop this. You on the left, who are the warmongers? You promote peace, you talk peace, but you are the warmongers because you are the ones voting and wanting to continue to give money to Ukraine, continue to give money to Israel, continue wanting to give money to Iran. What do you think is going to happen? You're prolonging wars and causing wars. You are the warmongers. And regardless of whether we get ourselves involved, Israel is going to retaliate, and that is going to open up a can of worms where Iran is going to retaliate. I really, truly think Iran and Israel are going to war. And now I hear a lot of people say, let them. They're going to destroy Iran as they destroyed Hamas in Gaza. I'm going to tell you it's not going to be that easy. I'm going to give you some stats here that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people don't realize Iran is has a pretty formidable military. Here are the numbers. This is from the world of statistics. So the total population of the country, Iran, 87.6 million. Israel, 9.04 million. Nine times more, almost 10. Available manpower, Iran, 49.05 million. Israel, 3.8 million. How many of those are fit for service? Iran, 41.17 million. Oh, those are Joe Biden voters. Israel, 3.16 million. We're like 13 times more fit for service individuals that the Iranians can conscript into service. Let's just talk military personnel. Active military, Iran has 610,000. Israel has 170,000, about 2.5 times more. Reserve personnel. Well, this is where Israel gains a little back. Iran has 350,000, so we'll give them 950,000. Israel, 465,000, so we'll give them 600-some-odd thousand. Iran has a third more. Paramilitary forces, Iran, 220,000. Israel, 35,000. Here's where it gets interesting. The defense budget. Iran has a defense budget of $9.95 billion. Israel plays no games, $24.4 billion. The external debt, $8 billion in Iran, $135 billion in Israel. Foreign reserve, $127.15 billion in Iran, $212.93 billion in Israel. Aircraft, air power. Total aircraft, Iran has 551, Israel has 612, pretty much a wash. Fighter aircraft, 186 Iran, 241 Israel, again, pretty much a wash. Attack helicopters, Iran only has 13, Israel has 48. Tank strength, Iran has 1,996, call it 2 grand. Israel, this surprised me, only has 1,370. Armored vehicles, Iran, 65,765. Israel, 43,407. Self-propelled artillery, Iran, 580. Israel, 650. Naval power, the fleet strength. Iran has 101 members of their fleet. Israel, 67. Iran has 19 submarines. I did not know that. Israel only has 5. Who would have thought that? The logistics on it, Iran has 319 airports where Israel only has 42. The merchant marine, 942 for Iran, Israel is 45. And then the big one, natural resources. This is probably why we're going to Iran, is we need their oil. 345 million barrels, Israel has 0. That's huge. Israel, if they go to war, Israel is going to depend on foreign powers to supply oil to their war machine. Iran's just going to be like, hey, go to that field, bring me some oil. That's essentially how it is. So for those of you who think Israel's just going to go in there and just walk all over Iran, it's not going to happen. First off, Iran has a very formidable military. And secondly, you're going to get the Russians involved. It's simple. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to put it any more clearly. We are on the cusp of World War III. If you watched the news last night and you watched the video of the missiles and the drones and the rockets being fired into Israel and watched the Iron Dome at work, and that's pretty impressive. That Iron Dome is pretty impressive. But you witnessed history. I don't know if it's a good history, but it's history. So with that being said, I'm going to cut off the show. I need to know what you think. I want to know. I am so curious to hear your thoughts. Please, you need to contact me. Just a simple yes, I support, no, I don't. I want to know what you think. And I will put this poll up on Facebook and on X. I want to know where you think. Should we support and be involved with a war in Iran with Israel? What do you think? You know where I stand. I'm torn. I'm absolutely torn. I don't know what to think anymore. You know, at the end of the shows, I usually play some music that is not licensed, blah, blah, blah. And nowadays, I'm not really that concerned. The way I look at it is promoting music. If anybody wants to use my music and my brother's music, let me know and I'll give you permission, please. No charge. It's promotion. Anybody that can hear my music, that's better. We are going to end this show today with a song from Pedro World Citizen called No War. I don't want war. War sucks. War benefits no one but the powerful elite. So with that being said, please be vigilant. We have sleeper cells here in America ready to go. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You've been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Thanks for listening. My name is Tom Velasquez. Talk to you later. Goodbye. Down by the riverside, oh yeah. Down by the riverside, oh yeah. Down by the riverside, I'm gonna give up my pain and tears. Down by the riverside, oh yeah. Down by